Al-Qaeda was first created between 1989 and 1990. It works as a multinational stateless group, which has attacked civilian and military targets in various countries.
So most of the Arab services have participated with the U.S. and the West in fighting Afghanistan. And before that, we did not see this kind of radical neo-Salafist jihadist movements. And in that sense, they were created to fight for the West. But after the collapse of the Soviet Union, these people became fighting on their own.
Worrying signs have been emerging from Lebanon about the growth of Al-Qaeda for some time now. The group has triggered a general sense of anxiety among security apparatuses and diplomatic circles in the country. The wave of bombings that targeted Beirut and the south and the arrest of several cells whose members have confessed to belonging to Al-Qaeda raised the fear that Al-Qaeda is seeking a permanent base in Lebanon. Just recently, 10 Al-Qaeda members were sentenced to life in prison for terrorist activities. The 10 were among a group of 18 convicted of the manufacture and possession of explosives and smuggling fighters into Iraq, Syria, and Lebanon to carry out attacks. We're here in Saida, Lebanon's second city. We're inside the Palestinian refugee camp of Ain al-Halwa. If you take a look around you here, you can see that the buildings are very close together, making it easy for Al-Qaeda to hang out here. Another important factor of Al-Qaeda hiding out in these refugee camps is the fact that the local Lebanese government cannot get inside. Although many in Lebanon consider refugee camps as safe havens for Al-Qaeda and the affiliated groups, the chief of security, Munir Ma'da, inside Ain al-Halwa Palestinian refugee camp, told us that Al-Qaeda is not welcome and that there are no members inside the camp right now. However, upon arrival at the camp, we met some people who told us they admired Osama bin Laden and his number two, Ayman Zawahiri.
Al-Qaeda is not found in the refugee camps because all the Palestinian refugees, religious groups, and Palestinian nationals have one goal: to fight Israel and free Palestine. Al-Qaeda has terrorist procedures like putting bombs in capital cities of Arab countries. As a result, members of the Palestinian refugee camp will not protect them.
The most notorious group affiliated with Al-Qaeda in Lebanon is Fatah al-Islam, a group that first came to the world's attention in 2007 after engaging in combat with the Lebanese army inside the Palestinian refugee camp Nahr Bared, located in northern Lebanon. We're here in northern Lebanon in front of the Palestinian refugee camp Nahr Bared. This is the exact location where the Al-Qaeda-inspired Fatah Islam group and the Lebanese army battled it out for 3 months, leaving several injuries and deaths on both sides until the Lebanese army took complete control of the entire area. However, there is still much speculation as to who is behind Fatah Islam, because they appeared on the scene quite abruptly, making people wonder where it is exactly they came from.
There was a group from Syria called Jund al-Sham, a big problem for Palestinian refugee camps, so the leaders inside the camps turned them over to the Lebanese army. We hope Islamic groups will fight Israel, not themselves. The U.S. and Israel easily penetrate groups like Al-Qaeda, which make terrorist attacks under the name of Islam.
Another political analyst who specializes in groups like Al-Qaeda in the Middle East told us that the timing just doesn't add up, suspecting that some members inside the government here in Beirut had something to do with the creation of the armed militia in order to serve their own political interests.
Fatah al-Islam was funded, and we all know in Lebanon, was funded by the Future Movement, which is very close to Saudi Arabia. Originally, their aim was to fight Hezbollah, and they believe that Hezbollah is an enemy to Islam and not a Muslim party. They believe the Shia are unbelievers.
Though several members of Fatah Islam were arrested after their defeat by the Lebanese army, it is a well-known fact inside Lebanon that the group's members receive special treatment during their incarceration. The most recent development was only a few weeks ago, when 7 members of Fatah Islam escaped from Rumia prison by cutting the bars off their cell windows. It is speculated that they received help from inside the prison by prison officials. 6 of the members were caught on the spot, while one of them was at large until the next afternoon, when Lebanese security forces recaptured him and turned him back over to the prison. Serena Shimpress, TV, Beirut.